Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Boy, time's really moving on. Look at here, Sparky. It's Monday, the 14th of December, and the mail is really beginning to pile up, too.
Here's a big envelope, Mr. Postmaster.
Uh-huh.
It's from Mrs. Merrill's second and third grade reading classes at Orange Elementary School.
Goodness, Sparky. That's enough letters to keep us busy for quite a while. Let's see here. First one is from Randall Carter, who writes, Dear Santa, I would like a football, some new shoes, a racing car set, a teddy bear for my baby sister, and, get this, Sparky, $100. I like you very much, your friend, Randall Carter. What's he going to do with $100, I wonder? Here's one from William Dickerson, who writes, Dear Santa, I want a puppy for Christmas and a sled. I want a remote-controlled General Lee car, a guitar, and some clothes. And I want a football suit. Your friend, William Dickerson. And here's one from Carolyn Lucille Shelton. It says, Dear Santa, I would like a play car and a little white puppy. And I would like a rabbit. I want a teddy bear, and I would like a General Lee and some white pom-poms. Love, Carolyn Lucille Shelton. And, let's see here. Here's one from Mark Foster. It says, Dear St. Nick, I want a new race car set and a Rubik's Cube. Thank you, Mark Foster. And Mark has drawn a nice picture of Santa Claus here, smiling away. A very, very nice picture.
May I read a few, Mr. Postmaster?
Well, Sparky, you think you're in good voice?
Oh, sure. Just turn me loose.
Okay, I'll turn you loose. Go ahead and try this one.
All right. This is from Ricardo Porter, Jr. Dear Santa, I want a speak and spell computer, a racing car set, and a key car. I also want a watch, a new bed for my sister Jamel, $100 for my mommy, $95 for my sister, and $85 for me. Love, Ricardo Porter, Jr. Ricardo seems to have his priorities right, doesn't he, Mr. Postmaster? Well, now, Mr. Postmaster, you try one.
Well, all right, I will. Here's one from Angela Helmick, who writes, Dear Santa, I'd like a Rubik's Cube and some skates. Love, Angela Helmick. And, let's see now, a letter from James Heron. James Heron writes, Dear Santa, I would like a key car, two puppies, and a train track. I want a new bed, a TV, and a General Lee. And says James Heron, I want $100 and I want 25 snakes. Oh, come on, James. you are fooling me with that. Here's one from, let's see, Renee Scott, I believe. Yes, Renee Scott has written, Dear Santa, I would like a bike and a Rubik's Cube. Love, Renee Scott. Merry Christmas, and look here, Sparky. Would you look at the picture that came with it? Renee has made a very, very nice picture. There's a snowman, and there's a tree, and it looks like Santa Claus's face there. And does Santa Claus have on a pair of eyeglasses, Renee? Anyway, isn't that a nice picture?
Very nice, Mr. Mm-hmm. Postmaster. And look at the picture that came with it.
Yeah, we got several letters here have pictures, Sparky, and they are very nice. Now, you like them?
Sure is. Now, let's see. Here's a letter from Lawrence Bright.
Oh.
Dear Santa, I would like a sport kit and a race car set, two white pups, a bed, and two men. Signed, Lawrence Bright.
Nice writing.
Oh, yes. And here's one from Angie Miller. Dear Santa, I would like a bike for Christmas.
Good idea.
I would like a puppy for Christmas, too. I would like clothes for Christmas. I would like a rabbit for Christmas. Also, I would like some pom-poms for Christmas. Love, Angie Miller.
May I read a few now, Sparky?
Certainly, Mr. Postmaster. We've got lots of them tonight.
All right. Let's see now. Here's one from... Well, this one begins by saying, I love you, Santa. I saw you at Max. My cat wants a toy mouse. Ah, here we are. Love, Tommy Wilson. I love you very, very much. And Tommy has got hearts and arrows all over the back of one letter and has got a nice smiley face of Santa Claus here, and written right by it says, I love you, Santa. I'll tell you, Tommy, or is it Tammy? Now, let me look very closely here. It's Tammy Wilson. I'm sorry, Tammy. I should have recognized that writing. That's very, very nice writing. And let's see here. Here's one from Karen Wilson. And Karen writes, Dear Santa, I would like a puppy for Christmas, and I would like some clothes for Christmas. I want some brown boots, and I would like some red pom-poms. Love, Karen Wilson. Now,
all right, I'll read another.
Okay.
This is from Chris Wells.
Go ahead.
Dear Santa Claus, I want a Rubik's Cube, a car that goes fast, and two cars that go on my racing track. I want a pair of roller skates, too. I love you, your friend, Chris Wells. And look, Mr. Postmaster, Chris has drawn a nice picture of Santa Claus.
Gosh,
there he is, smiling right at both of us.
Mm-hmm. Right at both of us.
Here's a letter from Jason Wood Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Santa, I want a mini bike and a General Lee model. Love, Jason Wood Davis. These letters are all from Mrs. Merrill's second and third grade reading classes at Orange Elementary School.
And they certainly have done a nice job, Sparky. I have a letter here from Brad Strother who writes, Dear Santa, I would like a tractor trailer, a loader, and a backhoe. And I'd like a General Lee set, and I'd like a dog, and I'd like a remote control General Lee, and a TV. Love, Brad Strother. Now, are there any more, Sparky?
Yes, Mr. Postmaster. I have another. This is from Andrew Terrell. Dear Santa, I want a Rubik's Cube, and I want Air Jammer, Road Rammer. Love, Andrew Terrell. And Andrew Terrell has written his letter so nicely, Mr. Postmaster.
He certainly has. Yes, look at that.
Here's a letter from Marlon Strader. Marlon Strader, who writes, I think there's a picture here, too. Dear Santa Claus, I want a Rubik's Cube. I love you, Santa. Love, Marlon Strader. And yes, there is a picture here, Mr. Postmaster.
Yes, you're right.
A picture of Santa Claus, and he's got a package, and he is smiling, and he is coming soon.
He sure is. You know, Sparky, we've had a lot of letters tonight, but I believe that is about all. But we better get them all packed up here. Now, you got that one. By the way, Sparky, what'd you do over the weekend?
I worked on my inventions.
Oh, you're an inventor? I didn't know that. What sort of things do you invent?
Well, I've just invented an alarm clock that doesn't ring.
An alarm clock that doesn't ring?
Yes. It's for people who want to sleep late.
Oh, come on, Sparky. Let's get out of here. Is that mailbag all packed?
Right. And it's on to Santa Claus.
Good night, Sparky.
Good night, Mr. Postmaster. See you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox. Or, if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.